As a coach preparing for a playoff game, do you and your staff, can y'all have fun and enjoy?
I don't know. There's something going on in the back here. Maybe Pokemon or something. Back here.
Can you guys, while you're preparing for a playoff game, can y'all enjoy the playoffs, the situation, the moment?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I just said that to the team. You know, it's a new season. 12 teams qualify. Everybody starts with a clean slate. I heard, several coaches, over the last few days just describe what it is. And it's the second season. It's a new season. And you definitely have to, embrace the moment. I mean, it's, younger players, I tell them all the time, don't take this for granted. You got a shot to – you're in a tournament, and you're in a tournament to win a championship. And so it's a great opportunity for every team involved.
What would you say to people that say Texans have no chance to get to the Super Bowl or even the Texans have no chance because of their offense?
I mean, if I lived by what other people said, John, what's the point? You know what I mean? So, no, we feel very good about where we're at. We play the game a certain way. We're in the playoffs. We're one of 12 teams. Don't really care what anybody outside this building thinks, with all due respect.
Bill Demps was named the AFC Defensive Player of the Month. He's contributed a lot. Quentin Demps.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you, Aaron. Yeah.
What's your thoughts on what Quentin's contributed and the way he's playing right now?
He's played at a high level. He means a lot to our defense. He means a lot to the back end. He's done a really good job of tackling. He's made a lot of plays on the football, obviously with his interceptions, but he's made other plays. He's done a really good job of blitzing when we've asked him to do that. He's just a good, solid football player. He's a leader back there. He was a captain for us last week, and he's had a good year for us.
After what happened in the fourth quarter the last time you played those guys, what can you tell your defense or what can you focus on to make sure that, they finish strong?
Finish. That's it. Finish. Everybody do a good job in the fourth quarter of finishing everything. Finish tackles, finish blocks, finish catches, finish throws. Finish is a big word in the playoffs. You got to make sure that you get off to a good start, no doubt about it, but you also have to make sure that you do a good job of finishing the game, play every play right to the last second.
You guys lobbying to play fullback after Suofilo got looked at there this past game?
What's that again?
Anybody else trying to lobby to play some fullback after Suofilo?
Oh, yeah, Wilfork always lobbies to play fullback. No question about it, and there's several other guys, that think they have fantastic fullback skills that are larger than most fullbacks. So, but we'll stick with Prosh. Prosh will be ready to go.
Are you worried a rookie quarterback who doesn't know what he doesn't know could come out and just sling it all over the place and have a good game?
I first of all, I don't really use the word worried at all. I use the word prepared. I use the word focus, energy, making sure that our players understand how we want to play the game, and then very early on trying to see how the game's being played by the Oakland Raiders. That's part of the fun, the part of the challenge of every game in the NFL, especially in the playoffs, is to try to really, after the first three or four series of the game, really have an idea of how the game's being played. If they come in here and the guy can throw now. I scouted this guy coming out of college. He won the Big Ten championship, I think, at least once, probably twice. The guy can throw the ball. I'm sure they have a ton of confidence in him to be able to do that. They've got great receivers in Amari Cooper and Crabtree, big offensive line that can protect. So we've got to be ready for anything.
Is there an update on John Simon?
Yeah, John will be out for the game.
Good coaches don't wait till halftime, don't you? When do you start actually making your halftime adjustments, in the first quarter?
You really can't wait till halftime because a lot of times, it can be too late, And so what you have to do is definitely, not to give you too long-winded answer here, but the game's kind of, divided up into three parts. The first quarter is where you really have to see how the game's being played and be ready to adjust during the first quarter. And then basically the second and third quarter are a lot about those adjustments that you made in the first quarter. How's that going? Is the game still being played that way? And then the fourth quarter is all about situational football, your best plays in the most critical situations of the game. So that's kind of how we view the game. We break the game up into three areas, and it's important to make sure you're on top of how you think, how you feel the game's being played early on.
You talked about the playoffs obviously being the second season. Just how is this week for you personally different in sort of kind of managing that locker room and just the preparation for this year's second season?
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, it's a short week, so we got right to work when we got back from, well, on the plane back from Tennessee to try to give our players enough information right away. We kind of backed the schedule up from a normal week, gave them kind of, you know, I guess you would say 36 hours off, but it also gave our coaches time to be able, when the guys came in right away, that we had a lot of good information for them. We weren't saying to them, hey, look, we'll get this to you tomorrow. We were able to get it to them right away. So that's kind of the big thing with me as the head coach, is to make sure that everybody's pointed in the right direction, coaches and players, and that we're all on the same page with how we want to approach the game.
Bill, what are the challenges of getting quarterback and offensive line on the same page with protections, and then getting your offensive line back to the level where they were maybe a little bit earlier in the year when they were playing good football?
Yeah, no, look, I mean, you know, I think our offensive line, when our offensive line is playing good football together, communicating together, everybody's on the same page, you know, we can do some really good things. Look, you know, offensive line play is not easy. It will not be easy on Saturday with Oakland's front, but I think these guys take a lot of pride in what they do. They know that they can play at a better level than what they've played recently. They're led by Duane Brown, who's playing at a very high level himself, and I expect these guys to come out and play well.
Did playing so many close games in regular season help your team deal with the pressure of the playoffs?
I think that playing in games that are decided in the fourth quarter, especially obviously when you win them, those go a long way to helping you in the playoffs. They go a long way to helping your team overall, because most of these games come down to the fourth quarter. And so when you can end up on the winning end because you've stopped them on third down, or you've kept the chains moving on third down, or you've had a real good 2-minute drive, or you know, you've held them in the red area to a field goal on defense, you know, those situations that come up in the fourth quarter, when you succeed and you win, I think it does a lot of good for your team.
In a game like this, Novak and Janikowski, it looks, you know, it could be settled by them. Talk about Nick and Shane and your kicking game overall.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, Shane has had a really good year. You know, he and I spent some time together in the off season talking about some things that he could do to help our team, and he's gone out there and done it. I mean, he's done a nice job with plus 50 kicking. He's done a nice job when we really needed to, you know, a big kick late in the game with hang time and distance. He's done a really nice job, and it's really good to see that from a veteran player who's been around a long time. So that the younger players can see, like, how you can improve even when you are, you know, 17, 18 years into the game. Novak has done a really good job of obviously coming up with some big kicks for us as it relates to field goals. He's made some big field goals for us. He's placed the ball pretty well on kickoffs. He always is working on that to be as consistent as he can on that. But I think both guys have had a good year for us.
What does it mean? What it mean to you, Bob, fans, players, to win a playoff game, first one since 2012?
I mean, it's important, Bob, John. I'm sorry. It's important. I think that, you know, playoffs, they're a great opportunity for everybody, great opportunity for the organization. We know that the city is excited about it. We know that it's going to be a, you know, just an electric atmosphere on Saturday afternoon. We're all looking forward to it. You know, we're all motivated to win the game. We know that it's a very tough opponent. We know it's going to be a battle, but, you know, winning a playoff game is it's a great accomplishment. I've been around a few of them, and it's a great feeling. It's a lot different than a regular season win. There's a lot more on the line, and it's exciting time.
Can you feel in the dressing room or even in the coach's room, can you tell, is it intensity turned up a notch because it's the playoffs? Is there a buzz with you guys?
I think so. I mean, I feel like there's a lot of good energy at practice. Guys are flying around. You know, guys are having fun. You know, I think that the coaches are locked in on coaching the details of every play, what to expect, what happened on the play in all three phases. I think the coaches have put a lot of time into this thing, and, you know, they've worked hard to try to put these players in a good position to go out there and play well, and we feel good about where we're at right now.